October 14, 1900, the dangerous scourge of the middle class. Only innocence snatches God's mercy and mitigates his just indignation. This morning I felt so dazed that I could not understand myself, nor was I able to go in search of my highest good as I usually do. Every now and then he would move within my interior and would make himself seen. And completely embracing me, and compassionating me, he would say to me, "Poor daughter, you are right that you cannot be without me. How could you live without your beloved?" And I, stirred by his words, said, "Ah, my beloved, what a hard martyrdom life is, because of the intervals in which I am forced to be without you. You yourself are saying that I am right, but then you leave me." He hid furtively, as if he did not want me to hear what he was saying to me, and I was left in my dazedness again, unable to say anything else. When he saw me dazed again, he came out and said, "You are all my contentment, in your heart I find true rest, and resting in it I experience the dearest delights." And I, stirring myself again, said, "For me also, you are all my contentment, so much so that all other things are nothing but bitternesses for me." And since he withdrew again, I remained halfway through my words, more dazed than before. And this is how the morning went on. It seemed he felt like joking a little bit. After this, I felt myself outside of myself, and I saw unknown persons approaching, dressed as middle-class folk. On seeing them, the people were all horrified and screamed with fright and distress, especially the children. And they said, "If these set upon us, it is over for us." And they added, "Let the young girls hide. Poor youths, if they are caught in the hands of these." So, turning to the Lord, I said, "Pity, mercy. Move this scourge away, so dangerous for miserable humanity. Let the tears of innocence move you to compassion." And he, "Ah, my daughter. Only because of innocence do I have regard for others. It alone snatches my mercy and mitigates my just indignation."